From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Columbia Green Community College Board of Trustees voted on Monday, June the 20th, to increase tuition by 4.5% for the upcoming school year. The increase translates into an additional $96 per semester for a full-time student. The increase must now be approved by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, the Green County Legislature, and SUNY. This will be the second tuition increase for the school in as many years. The 2015-16 budget increased fees by 3%. School administrators attribute the increases to shortages in state funding. This year, Columbia and Greene counties are being asked to contribute a total of $5.45 million in funding, or more than 32% of the total budget, according to budget figures. Campion said, and I quote, "The counties have been very, very generous," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Senegra is warning residents to have some common sense if they cross the path with a large black bear that has been wandering the village streets and nearby neighborhoods for at least 3 weeks. Senegra said that there have been reports of the bear up and down Main Street. He said, and I quote, "Last Saturday night, they were chasing him down in Glasgow. He got into a beekeeper spot in Glasgow behind St. Joseph's Church Rectory Hall," end quote. The chief said he was surprised that anyone would chase a bear, a creature generally faster and stronger than most humans. He said, and I quote, "The worst thing you can do is chase them," end quote. Senegra said the best way to react to a bear encounter, if on foot, is to walk in the opposite direction slowly and then contact the police. The chief added, and I quote, "Don't sit there and try to take pictures of it," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that state legislators approved bullet aid Friday, the last day of the 2016 legislative session. The aid is traditionally awarded to school districts, public libraries, and nonprofits statewide who are represented by members of the Senate majority. The grants and aid will be used in the upcoming 2016-17 school year. Locally, recipients of the lawmakers' largesse include Germantown Central School District, $15,500, Chatham Central School District, $15,000, Berkshire Union Free School District, $5,000, Questar 2 BOCES, $4,000, Cairo Public Library, $3,500, Chatham Public Library, $2,500, German Public Library, $2,500, Valencia Free Library, $2,500, and Catskill Public Library, $1,500. Casey Sealer is reporting at Capital Confidential that the U.S. Supreme Court early on Monday, June the 20th, declined to hear a challenge to a Connecticut law that expanded the definition of banned assault weapons in that state. The court's action likely dooms similar challenges to the SAFE Act in New York and statutes in several other states. Last October, the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the constitutionality of the Connecticut law and the SAFE Act, both laws that passed in response to the 2012 killing in Newton, Connecticut. The Second Circuit Court concluded the core provisions of the assault weapons ban in both states do not violate the Second Amendment. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, Times Union Blog. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board has given the go-ahead to look into funding options for a new loader for the Village Department of Public Works. DPW head Philip Genovese said at the June board meeting that the loader currently being used by the department is 24 years old and leaking oil. He said, and I quote, "It's getting tired," end quote. The loader is a piece of machinery with a bucket for moving earth or other materials and is used by the DPW crew every day, Genovese said. The payments for the new $139,000 loader would be approximately $16,000 a year and be shared among the water, sewer, and streets department. He said, and I quote, "I think we could find the money and not have to burden the taxpayers," end quote. Genovese said the village could sell the old loader for $20,000. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today is day 4 of the extended WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 80 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 53. And on Thursday, showers are likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight. Exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 21st day of June 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.